Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out, franklinarmory.com. Well, get ready, because we're going to part two now. Part two. This is just going to be like the Star Wars saga. It's just never going to go away. The coronavirus COVID-19 conniption fit. The Wuhan virus wilding. The mask mania. Everybody wrap something around your face again. Even though they said you wouldn't need to if you got vaxxed. And they didn't lie, no, because apparently a bunch of people, not just those evil white nationalist Christian gun Jesus flag people, are refusing to get the vaccine. And the reason is that they are they're moral defective somehow, in thrall of Tucker Carlson's Svengali-like power of persuasion. You see, according to the powers that be, the people who won't get it are stupid people who hate science because they refuse to trust people who've spent the last year and a half lying to them. And I don't blame them at all. If you want the virus, go get it. If you want If you want the vaccine, go get the vaccine. If you don't want the vaccine, if you've had coronavirus, if you say to yourself, I don't need the vaccine, don't get the vaccine. If you just don't want it, period, for no other reason besides you just don't want it, don't go get it. I don't blame you at all. Let's try to run a little thought experiment. Let's imagine our ruling class was not as utterly corrupt and dishonest, incompetent, and downright stupid, as it manifestly is. I know that's a huge suspension of disbelief, but please go with me here. This weird new virus appears and starts spreading. So instead of leveraging it to take down Trump, the Democrats appear with the Republican president and the GOP leadership to announce they're going to work together to solve the problem. Imagine that instead of shaming people first about wearing masks, then about not wearing masks, then about not wearing two masks, then no masks, then masks again, they went with transparency. They said, we're not sure how much, if at all, masks work. We're running test trials to see, and we'll tell you what we find as soon as we have the data. In the meantime, let's all wear them just in case. And then when they run the studies, they would tell us the answer. Have you seen any studies about wearing a mask? We get a lot of the fascist gnome and the others telling us to wear masks after initially telling us they were useless. Remember that memory hold narrative. But where's the actual science? Where's the literature on this? See, you have to believe the science and believe them when they tell you what it is, yet won't show you the science. So obey. But trust is earned, and these people act like it is their right to have their trust, that we owe them to take it on faith that whatever these people say is the gospel. Except they're wrong all the time. And instead of owning up to it, they treat you like some sort of idiot for noticing their wrongness. And when you don't trust people who are perpetually wrong, that's not denying science. That's actually science. You're making observations and drawing reasonable conclusions. And in this case, the observation is that our establishment sucks and that it can't be trusted. How far would a little humility have gone? Real far. Real far. Imagine, and once again, this is going to be hard because these masterminds getting up. Imagine them getting up and saying, America, we were wrong about something. We thought it was right, but we tested it and we found out we were not right. Here's the data, and now we have better information. We're changing our recommendation. What would you say then? Okay. They were doing the best they can and being straight with us. People make mistakes. We need to learn from them. After all, it's been a century since the last pandemic, so we have a lot of lessons to relearn. Let's move forward. But no. There's no humility. They make a mistake, and then they stand up. They don't do that and admit it. Instead, they just change the narrative and act as if the narrative du jour was always the narrative. Oceania's always been at war with Estasia. But we're not blind or stupid for noticing. They tell us the vaccine is going to make us immune from COVID. Then it turns out you can still get it, just not as bad. Yet when people notice that 180-degree spin, the smart set shrieks like Donald Sutherland at the end of Invasion of the Body Snatcher. But can you imagine if from day one they had just been honest and forthright? But that's not in the cards. The ruling caste's conceit is that we're idiots, unable and unworthy to make simple decisions for ourselves. We must be guided, nudged, or intimidated, if necessary, into making the right choice. And we do not deserve explanations because the last thing our elite wants is to be accountable. Instead, they want unlimited power. Look at their arbitrary emergency rules and regulations. You could go to a strip club, but not a church. And the courts, again, let us down initially by not enforcing the Constitution. It was an emergency, after all. And as we all know, in an emergency, you need to rule by decree. Say our betters. So we get to watch idiots walking around in the sunshine with mouth thongs on while cops busted mommies for letting little Billy play on the side. And at no time did most of the establishment reconsider or change. They simply doubled down on failure, and yet we're supposed to trust them. And then there's revelations about where it came from. The first blamed the innocent pangolin. But it looks like our elite's buddies, the Chi-Coms, except when people raised that notion earlier, they got banned by social media. Our establishment limited our ability to speak about something true. You know, think about that. And they want to do it again. And this is where the vaccine hesitancy comes in. The smart set squanders the trust. Then they're shocked to find that their trust has been squandered. And that's always going to happen. People are seeing side effects from the vaccine. You're always going to see side effects from a vaccine. I don't care who you are. I don't care which vaccine it is. It's just going to happen. It is just the nature of the game. But our elite is unwilling to level with people about them and let individuals manage their own risk. So instead, they dismiss people with questions as anti-vaxxers, instead of engaging with them and earning their trust. Because we peasants are unworthy of engagement. How dare we seek to choose for ourselves? The nerve of the serfs. I've had the vaccine. I've had the disease. I had a couple of talks with a couple of people I trust about my unique situation. And then I made my decision. And you should do the same. You know your own situation. You should balance the risks. I don't tell other people what to do because that's none of my business. I don't know their story. I've had people get on me for mine, and they need to back off. They don't know my situation, and that is none of their business. Similarly, theirs is none of mine. The establishment has squandered their credibility, which is why its demand that everyone take the shot is getting shriller, and the attempts to force people more punitive. And imagine if they had simply been honest from the beginning. Imagine they had been held accountable. And to do that, you have to imagine having a ruling class that doesn't suck, which that's the furthest stretch there is. That's more imagination than anybody I know can muster. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Here we go!
there's no such thing as a fair fight. And we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
That's Staccato. We know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. you. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. Now, I'm not going to sit here and rail against you or rail to you in an anti-vaccine way. I understand some of the I understand some of the apprehension about taking the vaccine. Some people think there should have been more testing, more longer testing, all these other things, and they think it was rushed. This is more directed at the CDC. Because the CDC is unwittingly, everybody involved in this, with this flip-flopping and everything, they have squandered the trust of America. I'd never really heard of Fauci, to be honest with you, prior to coronavirus. And to be honest with you, I wish I never had heard of him now. He's just a lying sack as far as I'm concerned. And likewise, the CDC. Just yesterday or 2 days ago, they were out there saying something completely different. But now, they're using discredited and inapplicable authority to justify this latest mask and vaccine guideline and for ignoring credible opposing authority. And I'll also make a stab at answering why all this craziness is coming from the Biden administration. I got two theories, one of which I discredit, so stick around for that. First, the Biden administration, having said all Veterans Affairs employees must be vaccinated, will soon announce that all federal employees must be vaccinated or lose their jobs, that children should wear masks all day in school, and that everyone else should wear masks too, whether they're vaccinated or not. All those orders and guidelines are ludicrous. And they're ludicrous for multiple reasons. In December, he promised Joe Biden that there would be no mask or vaccine mandates. Keep in mind, he has no legal authority to make such a mandate national and in any event anyway. So thanks for acknowledging what we already knew. However, he does have the authority over the administrative state, and the federal government is the largest single employer in America. So this is going to affect a lot of people. Some of you may find a little bit of pleasure in that. I've already discussed why the new guidelines for children, coming as they do from the American Academy of Pediatrics, are garbage. Just not here. In addition, Tucker Carlson's people checked the data about children dying from the virus and found that the CDC's own data contradicts that, although CDC head Walensky went ahead and lied anyway. And as for everybody wearing masks, whether vaccinated or not, now we're into the crazy talk. Either the vaccine works or it doesn't. If it does, we shouldn't have to wear masks. If it doesn't, why the push to vaccinate everybody? And if it doesn't, I'm not going to wear one anyway, because that's my consolation prize for taking it in the first place. And this is especially true given that ivermectin works pretty well as a treatment, too, you know. The current explanation for pretending the first round of vaccines never really happened is that the Delta variant is different. And you know what this all sounds like. This is like what they do with the flu vaccine, right? They get out there and say, well, we don't know if we got the right flu vaccine because flu mutates. Every year, people over 60 or with compromised immune systems are encouraged to get their flu shot, which may or may not work and which needs to be redone annually. And maybe that's all this feared COVID vaccine is, a fancy flu shot that made the pharmaceutical industry very, very, very rich. But aside from that, here's a really shocking thing. The basis for the CDC's latest guideline about masks and vaccines is a study. It was not only not peer-reviewed, but it has nothing to do with America, right down to its studying a different vaccine. This all confuses me when this happens. All confuses me. Then there's a little problem which Tucker Carlson mentions. Of these millions of illegal aliens pouring over the border carrying COVID with them. All of these illegal alien typhoid Marys coming over the border. While you're being pressured to take a shot that you don't want, forced to wear a useless germ-ridden mask, These germ-ridden people are streaming in, including carrying in germs from lots of other even more horrible diseases, including tuberculosis, which was once America's biggest killer. So, what's going on here? I don't believe that the Democrats are actually trying to kill us here. Not in this way, because they're too smart. Well, actually, they're too dumb to be that smart. Let me rephrase that. Too dumb to be that smart. The most ardent people when it comes to the vaccine are leftists. If Democrats secretly know the vaccine is dangerous, they're killing their base. These lefties, after all, are the ones virtue signaling all over Facebook about how they're vaccinated and you're a moron. Which, by the way, if you're not vaccinated, I do not think you're a moron. I think you're thinking for yourself. Also, the federal workforce that Biden wants to vaccinate is the backbone of his presidency. It's the deep state that attacked Trump nonstop and will destroy anyone that threatens it. This leaves only one reason for this push. The government is doing it because it can. The whole point is to accustom you to take whatever the government dishes out. George Orwell understood this, writing in 1939, 9 years before he published 1984, that it's quite possible that we are descending into an age in which 2 plus 2 will make 5 when the leader says so. So when it comes to the shot and masks, we're being trained to stop asking questions and to try to remember that 2 plus 2 equals 5. This is another information operation. This is also another dry run to see how quick you will, you know, when they say jump, you say how high, that kind of thing. You know what this is also about? This is about gun control. They're getting pushback on the gun control. They get pushback in the comments. And gun owners are very, very vehement when they get out there and the right gets threatened. I wish they were vehement the whole time, whether it's threatened or not, but we need to be. We absolutely need to be. But this is to see if we'll obey. Now, some states are going to have a say in this. Right now, my state, South Carolina, for some reason, my governor has discovered he has a spinal column, and he's not down with all this stuff. He's like, they want me to follow the science. Okay, well, the science is not leading this way. He wants to be a mini DeSantis. But anyway, think about it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The election of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris was a super spreader event because their open border is endangering not just the people of Texas, but people all across the country.
Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz speaking there on Fox News. This is an attempt to tie border wall funding to the infrastructure bill under construction in the Senate is being rejected. Wisconsin Republican Senator Ron Johnson trying to get the proposal adopted by the Senate, but his Democratic colleagues disagreed. President Biden signing an executive order today that points the U.S. auto industry toward electric vehicles. The order announcing that by 2030, half the vehicles sold in this country will be battery electric, fuel cell electric, or plug-in hybrid. According to Car and Driver, the average cost of an electric vehicle is just over $55,000. This is USA Radio News. Moderna says a clinical trial shows a booster shot of its COVID-19 vaccine produces robust antibody response. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, David Martin has more on the story.
Moderna has developed three COVID-19 vaccine booster shots. In a phase 2 study which used previously vaccinated individuals, Moderna says the third booster produced a promising immune response against three variants, including Delta. Moderna says the dose 3 booster will likely be necessary prior to the winter season.
Congressional leaders are reacting to the death of AFL-CIO President Richard Trumka. A union official says a labor leader died this morning, while multiple reports say it was a heart attack that killed him. California Democrat Maxine Waters tweeting her condolences, saying Trumka was a forceful, unapologetic voice that resonated around the world. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Home of the binary trigger, the home of Salus, the militia line, reformation line, Providence. Check them out, franklinarmory.com. Now then, I know it seems like I'm concentrating heavily on the COVID thing, but let me explain to you why. The COVID thing, for the uninitiated, the COVID thing put a lot of stress on a lot of people that we don't even know about yet. I haven't seen any figures yet about suicide. I'm sure that went up. I know that drug overdoses went up. Domestic violence went up, all while we're locked down. Locked down. I still see people today walking in the middle of a sunny day, alone, with no one around them, wearing a mask. In the UV rays, they're wearing a mask. So to say that the almost daily hysteria over the COVID-19 pandemic is getting old would be a gross understatement. We are well past the point of COVID deaths starting to decline nationwide. That needs to be audited, because if it's like John Lott says and it's 40% more, I mean, that's a significant number. If they're saying 40% more people died, having COVID and dying of COVID are two different things. Yet the tyrannical Democrats cannot let go of the power they coveted and stole. With that power, they changed voting procedures in a presidential election. They open our borders to COVID-infected illegal aliens. They upset and sometimes destroy communities, businesses, and the lives of American citizens while under the questionable guise of defending public health. In these areas where the COVID lockdowns were in effect, we also had riots. We had Antifa. We had BLM. Of course, they didn't need to wear no masks. They're superpowered. So, like any addict, many of our elected Democrat officials now live for just one more fix of the drug of control that they desperately crave. That's why you see them. You don't see their arms because there's a constriction band around their bicep. Just this past May, the CDC announced that at last we could remove our virtually useless masks indoors because the salvation of the vaccine of the COVID-19 was finally here. Thankfully, we wouldn't have to endure the inability to breathe deeply nor listen to an increasingly feeble-minded president lecture us to wear the damn mask. People actually rejoiced. They began to plan vacations and parties and other celebrations that had been put on hold while we allegedly flattened the curve last year, where the 15 days stretched out to 18 months. Never mind that COVID illnesses and fatalities had been declining for months. The CDC finally gave us the all clear for ditching the masks, but only for fully vaccinated people, which was an incentive to get the vaccine for those who hadn't done so already. From the time he took office as president, Joe Biden has sternly ordered us to get the vaccine, and many complied, but not in the numbers that he demanded. Nevertheless, it looked like COVID was finally fading away. Some got the vaccine, some didn't. Life was normalizing, and the number of deaths were declining regardless. Some people finally saw that despite the shrill voices on the left, COVID was little more than a bad flu with a survival rate of around 99.9% for most people under 70 years old, according to the CDC. Then 2 days ago, I'm just mystified as to what happened 2 days ago. 2 days ago, in a head-turning about-face, the CDC, without any supporting science, declared that masks were recommended, i.e. mandates were greenlit for indoor use because not enough Americans were vaccinated, and two, the scary Delta variant was surging, albeit in very small numbers that didn't merit the panic nor a return to masks. In fact, Senator Rand Paul cited numbers that show the variant had a 0.08% mortality rate, and that was only among unvaccinated people. And while it's true that Delta is more contagious, it is not more lethal. The tacit reason for the return to masks was that Biden didn't get his desired number of people vaccinated, so the CDC decided to play bad cop and force all Americans vaccinated or not to comply. It's because you were bad and we can't have nice things. So the Democrats in many cities and states, they continue to misgovern, geared up once again to strong-arm their citizens to endure masks and get the damn shot. Keep in mind that there has never been any proof that wearing a mask prevented either the spread or the reception of COVID-19. In fact, several studies concluded that they were either ineffective or harmful for a host of reasons, especially for children, yet we're supposed to ignore that because the party of science believes masks were necessary to wear at all times, except for themselves, like, you know, Gavin Newsom and Nancy Pelosi. And then everyone above age of 12 should submit and take the non-FDA-approved vaccine. Science didn't change, and neither did the percentage of deaths. Mr. Biden wants high numbers, and we'll all suffer until he gets them. It's obvious that Dr. Rochelle Walensky, his reliable mouthpiece who runs the CDC, didn't consult anything close to science when she announced his turnaround to recommending ordering masking again. She just followed her marching orders to return control to the new overlords of our society. We will comply, or else. So, it's past time for us to remind these tin pots that we elected them, that they are our elected officials, especially those on the left. It's time to remind them that they, in fact, worked for me and you. And that they are not rulers by some decree or whatever, which will dismay the current crop of Democrats. America appears to me to be rightfully outraged at this scare tactic that's been overplayed and shows no end. When we approached a certain percentage, if half of America has gotten the vaccine, that's the same numbers that we see with the flu shots. All the time. That's the same numbers we see with the flu shot. And, you know, I'd love to know what the difference is here. I know that they have, you know, once again, this whole, if they'd been honest with us, we would know. But, you know, if you're out there and you're directing traffic as a police officer and you have COVID-19, but at the same time you get run over by a Mack truck that runs into you while you're directing traffic, they called that a COVID death. When almost certainly you would have survived it otherwise. So, what they're trying to do is they're trying to make this a endless tunnel. And what we have to do is explain to them that they're not going to be allowed to do that. No matter how much they want. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-9222. 833-288-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at FranklinArmory.com.
Check them out, FranklinArmory.com. Now, over the weekend, we got to see the canary in the coal mine. Because we saw the Australians protesting against a new round of lockdowns imposed to curtail the spread of the latest COVID-19 variant. Police arrested dozens of participants, vowed to hunt down more, and threatened mass arrests in the event of future acts of dissent. By the way, if somebody was out there saying we should defund the police, they would arrest them too. Because this is what happens in a country where they have no Bill of Rights. None, nothing, none of that stuff. And this is a chilling reminder of how far a nominally free country can fall when the public panics and officials see opportunity to expand power. See, what's been going on here worldwide is that there's enough people out there that are not, they're intellectually lazy. They will not take the time to do a good, serious examination of the information presented to them. And make up their own minds and figure out a few things for themselves, which causes them to panic. And then when they panic, everybody's expecting the government to do something for you. And listen, the government's not in the business of maintaining your health. That's on you. Well, we get this from the BBC. Anger is growing in Australia as 13 million people, about half the population, endure fresh lockdowns to quash COVID outbreaks. A third state went into lockdown on Tuesday. Stay-at-home orders are now in place in South Australia, Victoria, and parts of New South Wales. The government commanded you must stay home. That of New South Wales, where Sydney is located. Starkly, they commanded their residents to do that. Only leave your home if you have a reasonable excuse. Now, unsurprisingly, people there, exhausted by a year and a half of restrictions on travel, commerce, and other forms of human activity, took to the streets. The protesters flooded into Sydney to express their dissatisfaction with restrictive government policies. And they were met with a very heavy police presence and dozens of arrests and threats to round up anybody who returns. See, one thing that I don't understand, in Germany, when I was stationed in Germany, I don't know how it is now, but when I was stationed in Germany, and I'm not exaggerating here, if a German Polizei, remember the Polizei, the police of Germany, if they had to shoot somebody, they weren't put on desk duty. I mean, everything about them, their entire holster was designed to come off in their hand if they didn't have time to draw it. They had these batons that were spring-loaded to where they would swing at you once and hit you three times with you know, just one stroke. All of this was designed to do one thing, either inflict so much pain on you that you quit resisting arrest or just kill you if it gets to that point. And if that happens, hey, the beer's on me. It is not like it is here. And there's a lot of countries in the world that are not like it is here. Michael Fuller, the police commissioner of New South Wales, said there's some information on the internet at the moment about a potential protest this Saturday. You will be arrested and prosecuted. The community has spoken about that behavior. The premier has spoken about that behavior, and it won't be tolerated again. Now, while the protests featured some violence, as did similar demonstrations elsewhere in the world, officials made clear that the behavior they won't tolerate is public dissent. Civil liberties may have a place, the powers that be suggest, but they must be give way to more important concerns. Once again, this is what happens when you don't have a Bill of Rights. Lydia Shelley, the John Coyne and John Coyne of the Australian Strategic Policy Institute, said COVID-19 has given rise to extraordinary emergency powers that would previously have been unacceptable to Australians. And they weren't warned earlier this month about the need to better balance civil liberty and security priorities. They said Australia is already conducting secret trials behind closed doors and allowing law enforcement raids on journalists' homes and on our national broadcaster. They added about the developments predating COVID. A good 18 months into the pandemic, the nation is still trapped in April 2020, according to James Morrow, the federal political editor for Sydney's Daily Telegraph. Australians need permission from the federal government to leave the country. Applications succeed about half the time, and Australia's states throw up their borders against one another at the slightest hint of trouble. Now, Dean Weingarten likes to go to Australia, and it's remarkable to me how quickly they have fallen. Just months ago, as reports from The Economist, Freedom House, and the University of Gothenburg's VDEM Institute, they tracked the eroding health of liberal democracies in recent years, accelerated by authoritarian pandemic policy. And Australia seemed to be holding on more effectively than countries including France and the United States, believe it or not. And admittedly, it wasn't so much swimming upstream as they were losing ground more slowly. But that was something. Recently, though, their decline has accelerated with remarkably little opposition. The Sydney Morning Herald even ran a piece headlined, "Missing in Action, What Happened to the Civil Liberties Movement?" about the tepid pushback against these pandemic restrictions. Sarah Joseph, a professor of human rights law at Griffith University, said, "We don't have much of a human rights culture, unlike, for example, Canada and America and Europe. Australia has no tradition of liberty in a sense Americans might understand, and appeals to freedom are looked at suspiciously. And one of those big problems is they have no Bill of Rights to which a liberty-concerned minority can turn when politicians push restriction on freedom that enjoy at least temporary popular support as they have in the United States as well as in Australia. Some Australians even boast about that absence." Prime Minister John Howard told an audience in 2009, "The essence of my objection to a Bill of Rights is that, contrary to its very description, it reduces the rights of citizens to determine matters over which they should continue to exercise control. I also reject a Bill of Rights framework because it elevates rights to the detriment of responsibilities." And that's true. Constitutional protections for rights shield individuals from majority preferences, which is their whole purpose. It's not a bug, it's a feature. And in the U.S. during the pandemic, that has meant courts invalidate lockdowns, eviction moratoriums, and restrictions on private schools, even when a panicked public latches onto promises of safety. That's important partially because authoritarian dictates make trade-offs that many people wouldn't choose for themselves, and also because such impositions often prove to be ineffective. So, and this is, nor is this the first time protections for liberty have taken a turn for the worse in the land down under. Australian federal police raided media offices in 2019 after a series of embarrassing stories about military misconduct and domestic surveillance. And they also hold some trials in secret under the cloak of national security. What does that sound like? In 2018, they gained the power to force access to encrypted communications and to even to compel private companies to build in back doors, which they haven't done here. We in the United States should not be complacent, however. We don't need to pretend that liberty is more secure here. We may have a stronger constitutional protection in place, but this only slows the decline if the culture embraces authoritarianism. It's not an absolute barrier. And what we have here is people panicking. And we have got to get control of that irrational emotion and swing them back our way. Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. XS Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with XS's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, XS has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with XS Sights.
Frustrated by your lack of shooting accuracy? Mantis X can help. Mantis X is an electronic coaching system that analyzes your shooting mechanics, diagnoses your issues, and recommends improvements, all in real time. Attach the motion sensor to your gun, pair it with our free coaching app on your phone, and start shooting. Mantis X shows you what you're doing wrong. Use Mantis X three ways: live fire, dry fire, or airsoft. Shoot, analyze, improve. MantisX.com.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared, and now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.